Actually, my story is that my father came in the early 50s alone, and he tried to settle in England, but he didn't like it. So with a friend, they came over to Northern Ireland, and they liked the community here. It's a much easier sort of lifestyle, so they both settled here. And I was 6 whenever I first came over with my mother and a brother. So we lived in the country in Northern Ireland where there was no electricity, no water, no nothing. But later we moved into town, and so my primary school and education was done in Northern Ireland. I actually worked in an office before I got married.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
And you got married to somebody from India?
He was from India, but he had been in the country for about 6-7 years. And although his hopes were always that he wanted to go back to India, but it was an arranged marriage. And when I first met him, I said, well, to my mother, that I didn't really want to get married or settle down with him, because his intentions were always to go back to India. So I thought it would be better if he had somebody from there, or, you know, whenever you don't know. He was a stranger to us anyway. But we did, it was arranged marriage. My mother liked him, and she thought he was the best suitable person for myself. So I got married and then moved from Northern Ireland to London.
To London, oh right.
Yeah, it was a big step because he was Indian, totally Indian, and I didn't even know how to speak the language at that time. I was only 20, and the group that he associated with were all different, not only, they weren't Punjabis, most of them were from different parts of India, which meant that they spoke a different language altogether.
Yeah.
Not Punjabi, they spoke Hindi. Then a lot of them were Gujaratis, which meant that it's even worse. They used to sit looking from one face to the other.
Yes.
The Gujaratis and the Hindi, I find it very, very difficult to make friends and to associate and to communicate with them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But slowly I tried to mix the Hindi and the Gujarati and the Punjabi together, and I was able to converse.
Very good.
But eventually I made some Punjabi friends there as well, as we, you know, had children with schools and all this and that there. So I lived in London for, 21 years.
Really? Wow.
And then we decided to open a business in Northern Ireland, so I came back.
What kind of business?
It was a jewellery shop.
Oh, right.
Yes, although we were in the wholesale all our lives, and I used to do the commercial work, you know, the secretary course.
Yeah.
I did all that, and I used to sit in the office and attend the office.
Where was the jewellery shop?
Here in Northern Ireland, Ballymena.
Ballymena, okay.
Yes.
Good.
But in London, we were in Hatton Garden, the jewellery quarters, so he was a wholesaler, which meant that, although he wanted to do a retail, but it was totally different from the wholesale.
Yeah.
Because with the wholesale, you're dealing with business to business.
Exactly.
And the retail is
customers.
Customer serves the public.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And plus the fact that he only knew of his end of jewellery, but with the rest of it, it was totally, you know, new. But anyway, I came with one of my children, my son, because we didn't want to disturb the education of my daughter. He was just going to do her GCSEs. So I came here, and my children were in London, and I was here with one son. So it's just settled here, and I've been in Ballymena since. But now I have just closed the shop 2 years ago.
Oh,
but
right.
It was only because of I was going to have an op, and I thought that, okay, it's better to close it before the operation rather than keeping it closed for a few months.
Yeah.
Because obviously I wasn't able to go back with the crutches.
Yeah.
And for security reasons, I didn't want to go with the crutches. And it wasn't, I mean, business had changed a lot. Whereas whenever we had first started the business, it was all gold jewellery. Eventually it went to silver, and then it was contemporary jewellery. So it was big changes.
Yeah.
So I decided to close the shop.
And are you still happy with that decision?
Of closing it?
Yes.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
Why? I didn't have time for my friends, to be honest, because I was working 6 days a week.
Oh, right.
And having a Sunday was just a matter of, you know, doing household chores and this and that there. And 6 days a week in one room, 9 to 6.
Yeah,
it was long enough for me. For 17 years I did it, and I thought, okay, let me have a break. And
time for myself.
They feel that I'm a different person now, you know, because I didn't have this lifestyle that I'm leading now.
Exactly.
You know?